Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will feature New York composers. We'll begin with a stunning orchestral work by Catherine Hoover, then hear a lovely chamber piece by the up-and-coming Vivian Fung. The second half of the show will be the powerful Music for Cello and Orchestra by Joan Tower, played by cellist Lynn Harrell. Actually, the New York composers will hear only Joan Tower was actually born there, but all four live and work there now. Catherine Hoover was born in 1938 in Elkins, West Virginia. She studied flute and music theory at the Eastman School of Music, then flute with William Kincaid and music theory at the Manhattan School of Music. She has taught at both Juilliard and Manhattan. Currently, she works with graduate students in composition and flute at Teachers College, Columbia University. She is the recipient of a 1979 National Endowment Composers Fellowship and many other awards, including a 1994 Academy of Arts and Letters Academy Award in composition. The orchestral piece Eleni, a Greek tragedy, is a personal favorite of mine. I've wanted to play it for you for a long time. It is really a drama in music. I'm going to read you Catherine Hoover's program notes to the piece so you can follow the drama. In 1948, toward the end of the Greek Civil War, Eleni Gatsoyannis was tortured and executed by communist partisans for smuggling her children out of Greece to join their father in America. Her son, Nicholas Gage, who was 8 at that time, became an investigative reporter for the New York Times, and in the early 1980s he returned to Greece to trace the events leading to her death. The result was the extraordinary book Eleni. I was extremely moved by Mr. Gage's book. Eleni was a heroine and, like many in the old Greek dramas, an archetype as well. In so many lands in our time, people's lives and communities have been brutally torn apart for this or that ism, for reasons or ideas often foreign to those victimized. Those like Eleni, who refused to abandon their convictions and act to protect others, were and are heroic. To construct this piece, which is both a lament and a tribute, I turned to Greek folk music, in particular from the northwest area of Epiros, where Eleni lived. Much of this music is based on intonation and harmonies that are foreign to Western ears. Melodies move in a rhapsodic manner, flowing freely between the notes we recognize, while harmonies change little, following the melody closely. Rhythms based on 5 and 7 are common. The clarinet, played in a style resembling that of klezmer music, is a constant presence. I used this sound to begin the piece. The folk materials, the dances and songs of the first section, eventually dissolve into an area of growing tension. This section is aleatonic, i.e., unmetered, with the conductor controlling the timing and flow of events. Then, with the addition of a pounding beat, the music moves to a climax with the full orchestra. Out of this climax, the clarinet reappears, followed by an alto, completing the moirologia, or funeral lament, which was begun by the solo cello in the first section. The piece ends with an orchestral lament based on motives drawn from earlier materials. Now let's hear Catherine Hoover's Eleni, a Greek tragedy, with Joel Eric Subin conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Denisa Danielov is the mezzo-soprano who appears rather late in the piece.